your name, I found one.
Aye.
Try to get the Beatles one. I bought myself a Yoko Ono LP.
Mm-hmm.
One that I didn't have. Called, just called Fly.
Aye.
And it's a double album. So, how I got it, last time I was at Stirling.
Uh-huh.
There's a record shop down in Stirling. And I've been in the record shop, it's called Europa Music.
Right.
So I just phoned the guy up at the shop and asked him if he still had it.
Aye.
And he says, aye, so it cost me £30 for the album.
Oh, it's
£5 for postage, so.
Jeez.
It came the next day, like, so it's quite glad. So I've got it now, eh?
Well, and what's on that?
It's just really her making noises. I've even played it, but I know what it's.
Aye.
It's just her screaming and fucking all sorts of nonsense. They made two albums, you know, called the famous Nude Slave, you know, Nude on the Slave.
Who are we talking about here? John Lennon and
Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
John Lennon met her in 67. They got together in 68 and his first wife was Tiny Duke. But they made an album called Two Virgins.
All right.
And the sleeve on the front sleeve, the two of them stand full frontal naked.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a brown bag over the sleeve. A wee peephole in it. Dope. But see that album?
Aye.
And the second one they did, called Unfinished Music, Living With The Lines. And that's just John Lennon listening to her heartbeat. And she's pregnant at the time. And it's all just weird. And they've also got an
And that album. Sells.
They're rare to find, though. He's also got an album. Yoko Ono called the wedding album, and the front sleeve is the two of them getting married.
Uh-huh.
And it comes in a box set. You got all these things like a facsimile, a wedding, slice of wedding cake, and you get all sorts of things in it. I've got the album on CD and I've got it on vinyl, but the one I've got in vinyl is not in the box, it's just an album, a gatefold sleeve.
Uh-huh.
Don't get any inserts or anything, but the one, I'm talking about the new sleeve.
Uh-huh.
You get the original British pressing, worth a fortune.
You really?
Aye, worth a fortune.
So you're still hunting for that?
No, I've got the two of them, but mine's an American pressing.
Aye.
Mine's are no British pressing. It's hard to tell because it's got all the same things, but if it's no printed in Great Britain, it's an American pressing, so, you know. Nice to have it though, anyway.
Always searching, Colin, eh?
Ah, yeah.
You're always searching.
I don't think there'll be much happening here today. This didn't dry up, Stuart.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah. It's a shame it's raining, but yeah. I suppose the land needs it.
Eh?
The farmers will be glad of it.
What?
The farmers, they'll be glad of it.
Farmers, the rain. Aye, aye, of course, aye. Well, when you did hear it was quite busy, but there was nothing done for me. My pal Ken, that boy George, if you know my noise, sometimes used to come in a kind of Jeep kind of car thing. Wee guy with glasses, wee goatee.
Oh yeah, I know the guy.
He used to get the car boots with his wife and that.
Aye, aye.
He comes there, he phones me up and brings me stuff new and again, eh? Just comes out of the flat and I meet
him. Oh, so he doesn't come here? He doesn't come, eh? He doesn't come in the car boot?
No. He doesn't do car boots here very often, but
aye.
If he gets any records, he lets me know.
Good show.
Yeah. Phones me and I go and see him, but.
You not seen him for a while?
Aye, he gave me some on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
He went to the. He phoned me on Wednesday about 10 o'clock or half 10. He said, I've got some records, so I just go down at the car park and get them off and give them the money.
How many you got new, Colin?
I've very kensed you. I don't know.
Many thousands?
I'm waiting on a guy phoning me about doing the rest of my loft. Fucking guy's getting on my nerves now, you know.
Oh, was it Andy that did?
Aye, Big Guy Andy.
Big Andy,
you know what I mean?
He's a lovely guy, Big Andy, aye. Yeah. He's just back for a cruise.
Aye, he's a nice guy.
Aye, he is, isn't he?
But he phoned me before he went to cruise, and he left a message on my mobile. And when I tried phoning him back, instead of phoning him back, I ended up fucking deleting it. And he tried phoning the house phone, and I was never in there, I was sleeping. So he was getting a bit annoyed that he couldn't get a hold of me.
Aye.
But I know Gordon in the charity shop gave him a new line number. and they gave him it, so I'm hoping to hear from him soon.
So he's going to come and finish flooring the...
Before, like,
he's going to flare the attic, finish it.
Laid about, well, I got another four packs.
Right.
And they're three in a pack.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So he was up in the loft the last time laying it, but I got another four packs with B&Q in Livingston. So if he comes and does that, I'll use a bit more room.
Another bit of spread. Aye.
Up in the loft, there's thousands of LPs, and they're on cardboard boxes in that line on top of the board. So I need some more floor to space them out a bit. But anyway, I'm a...
You should open a music antiquities.
Not a lifelong work, but it's a work in progress, so to say.
I would say that for you, Colin. Yeah. You must do some stuff.
Aye. Oh, well.
Well, if that doesn't lift today, you'll not get much here.
You'll not get much today.
No. Falkirk's on the morning. Right now.
Mind that boy last Friday came with the wine club van. Couple van. He'd all the LPs last Friday.
The guy that was parked over there.
I got some off him, but salvaged some. But most of them are all fucked, you know, wrecked. That's, he might come today, but if he looks at the weather, maybe no come.
That's what's going to put them off.
Forecast or no come, Stuart.
Yeah.
Aye.
Right.
Oh, well. It's, I think Pelly comes about, 20 past 6, I think Pelly comes.
Well, that's, he didn't come till that time last Friday, anyway.
Later, eh?
Aye. Well, that was a snippet of Colin. Colin, what's the term you would use for someone who's addicted to collecting music? He's not just addicted to collecting music, he's addicted to knowledge about music. He knows everything. Well, compared to most people, he knows everything. You know, he's a lovely guy, Colin, but you can't have a conversation with Colin about anything else. Well, you might start one about something else, but it will drift. Colin will drift it into music. Typical example would be, say, you mentioned that a particular car was made in 1972. That's when that model came out. And Colin would say, well, it's the same year that some record was produced by... That's it, it's gone. It's, you know, it's just his way. And I don't know the term that you use for someone like that, but if anyone out there does know, let me know. I'd really love to know what you call someone who... I mean, he's got thousands, and you heard him talking about flooring his attic, or as we say, flaring the attic. This is because he's got so much stuff that, and he stays in an apartment, a flat, as we call them, a flat. But he stays in the top flat of a three-block flat, you know, three floors. So he gets used to the attic. So he's been having it flared bit by bit. He's just trying to get more flared and then get more records up in there. Problem is, according to all I've heard, he's got so much that one day the whole building is going to collapse. So that was Colin. On a kind of dreich morning. And I had to start the car because I just realised that I had left the ignition on. I was panicking. I thought I'd flatten the battery with all these lights that run on a Volvo. Anyway, and that's it for today's audio. More. Cheer by the now.